This is Don Gagne traveling with the Obama campaign. Yesterday's vote on Capitol Hill took place just as Senator Obama was scheduled to speak at a rally at Mountain Range High School in Westminster, Colorado, a Denver suburb. As the drama was playing out in Washington, the candidate's appearance in the packed gymnasium was delayed. Campaign aides watched the news unfold on CNN in the press corps' workspace. A graphic on the screen showed a running tally of the votes in the U.S. House, while another showed stock prices falling. Finally, an hour late, the senator took the stage.
I apologize for the delay. You forgive me, you say? Thank you.
By this time, the vote was over. The bailout package had been rejected. Obama's tone was serious.
I was on the phone with Secretary Paulson, as well as the Speaker of the House and the congressional leaders, because they are still trying to work through this rescue package. And obviously, this is a very difficult thing to do. It's difficult because we shouldn't have gotten here in the first place.
Several times during his speech, Obama called the fact that taxpayers need to bail out Wall Street an outrage. But he also said this is the worst economic crisis the nation has seen since the 1930s, and that it's critical that Democrats and Republicans work together to reach some sort of a deal. His words were carefully chosen. He spoke a bit more slowly than he usually does at such events.
It's important for the American public and for the markets to stay calm, because things are never smooth in Congress, and to understand that it will get done. That we are going to make sure that an emergency package is put together, because it is required for us to stabilize the markets.
But Obama did not hold off on pointing a finger at the Bush administration, the Republican Party, and John McCain for pushing a culture of deregulation in this country that meant far fewer controls and not enough oversight of the financial sector. By this point in his speech, his cadence had quickened and it felt like a campaign rally again. Obama directly criticized McCain's long tenure in Washington.
He's fought against common sense regulations for decades. He's called for less regulation 20 times just this year. He said in a recent interview that he thought deregulation has actually helped grow our economy. Senator McCain, what economy are you talking about?
Later, after a flight from Colorado to Reno, Nevada, where Obama has a rally this morning, reporters shouted questions asking about the day and about Senator McCain's charge that Obama and the Democrats are responsible for the bill's defeat. Obama declined to respond, seeming intent on avoiding getting into a back and forth with McCain. But he promised he'd have more to say about the economic situation today. Don Gagne, NPR News.
And both campaigns continue to talk. This morning, Senator Obama is proposing an added measure. He says he wants to expand the FDIC insurance that is already in place and insures your money in the bank. Senator McCain's campaign is urging a bipartisan solution, even as the campaign describes what it calls a Democratic failure to pass the financial package yesterday in the House. And if you're wondering whether voters are going to react in some way to Congress's failure to pass this financial bailout, you can visit npr.org/map. And when you get there, you will see which House seats are considered the most vulnerable in voting this November.